What's up, gamers? Welcome to the 9th episode of Press Start, your go-to podcast for everything gaming. I'm your host, Ayub Hassan. And as always, I'm joined by the old squad, Yahya, Shep, Hazek, and Abdel Nasser. Give it up.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Yo.
Let's go.
Say what's up. All right. We got some questions and topics today. We're going to start off with an easy question. Well, easy for some people. If you could only play one game for the rest of your life, what would it be and why? Right, an easy question. All right, shoot.
Man, that's not really an easy question, but, like, I probably got to go with, like, Black Ops 3 or Wizard 101. No, those two are, like, classics to me. I always played those growing up, so, yeah.
All right, anyone else got anything? I mean, I got one if you can't think of anything.
Go ahead.
All right. Minecraft. Like, there's so many different game modes and maps. You can do really a lot of things, you know? I thought you could never get too bored of Minecraft.
Yeah, I was, like, thinking the same thing, but with Fortnite, because it just has better graphics, you know? Like, it's just a little bit better based the movements Fortnite? And all that. Yeah. And
yeah,
it has a lot of different graphics.
It might be true that they're better, but, like, Minecraft gives, like, a different feel. Yeah. And, like, it's, like, more nostalgic for some people because, like, that game came out, like, a while ago.
Or Roblox, like any platform game, like Fortnite, they're all like platforms now. So there's multiple creators on there. So technically, you could put any of the games on their creator programs, count it as it.
Yeah.
All right. What's a game that you play that not a lot of people play or like? I think I'll go first. WWE, which we'll be talking about later. Wink, wink.
Yeah, I got one.
Bro, I gotta like think on one. Y'all gotta have to like come back to me though. Like, give me 15 seconds.
All right. Hazek, you got something, bro. I know you. Fortnite, maybe even like, actually, no, people like Fortnite. No, like Fortnite.
Like a bunch of people like Fortnite.
True. Like, all right, damn. I wrote some crazy questions. All right, I gotta be honest. I said it was easy. It was not that easy.
Yeah,
I thought it was kind of easy for me. But, I'll give you guys the easier ones. What is a classic video game that we need a remaster of?
We need a remaster of Bloodborne. It's like a Souls kind of like game. Like, if you heard of like Elden Ring, Dark Souls 2. 3, Bloodborne never got a remake, and it's, like, sitting at, like, 30 FPS, so.
Damn. I mean, there's some good, you know, just like, they just don't, like, what's it called? It was another game I forgot. It was not Watch Dogs. Watch Dogs was pretty damn good. I can't think of it. I am not, this is, the questions are not hitting today.
Hold on, I got one. What's your favorite adventure-type game that you've played?
Zelda.
All right, yeah. I mean, honestly, y'all gotta give me something, bro. Give me something. Any adventure game you played.
Honestly, I didn't play many adventure games.
Let me guess. 2K and COD, huh? 2K,
no,
Fortnite, COD.
I played adventure games. Just the game was just a little too hard. You know, they had a gacha system. It was.
Huh?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Whoa.
This guy's talking about gotcha. What are you talking about, bro? Bro, like. Like you said, it was too hard. That might just be it could be skill issue, or you just need to play.
It's not skill.
Or you just need to play the game more.
If you want to get good characters and like items and stuff and weapons, you have to get like coins or whatever. Right, the game's currency. But
what game is this? Elden Ring. Elden Ring. You don't pay anything.
Like Genshin Impact.
Oh my gosh! Now that's the game you should have put for the game you played, but barely anybody.
It's like gambling, but like no that. People play it actually. A lot of people.
That game is buns,
like,
bro. My cousin
game
plays
like
it.
People barely put. I can say Ghost of Tsushima.
Ghost of Tsushima. Okay, no. Ghost of Tsushima is very slept on, but I feel like it's not. It's mainstream.
Yeah. It's definitely mainstream.
Hold on.
It had its time for a little bit.
It had its time when it came out. I remember I got like a free. It was called Wallpaper for PS4. It was so good. I didn't even know what the game was. I just got a free wallpaper and it hit. And then now I start playing it. It was pretty damn good. All right. Easier question. Everyone should answer this. Like, I swear to God, if you don't answer this, I don't know how. All right, listen. What's your favorite multiplayer game to play with your friends?
Oh, Super Smash Bros. Super Smash Bros.
2K, nope. 2K, yeah. 2K.
Right, 2K. I can agree with that.
2K, yeah, 2K is good.
2K,
bro. It's so easy to learn. Even if you don't know how to play, like, you could just learn.
Anybody in FIFA, 2K are some easy games to learn real quick. Okay, FIFA's kind of crazy, I'm gonna lie.
No, FIFA is actually easy to learn if you just, like,
man, I just be doing kicks
not really.
I will swear,
bro.
We'll have a last time you and me play,
bro. I cooked you, bro.
I cooked you.
I didn't even play for real.
I got my cook. All right.
You know I'm better than both of y'all, though, at the end of the day.
FIFA?
You suck. I didn't know why you talking.
We're not talking about 2K, bro. We're talking about FIFA.
I'm talking about both of them.
You can't.
Didn't I just 20-something you right now? I don't know why. Hold on. No. Right now, right before this episode, I whooped him like 21-16 whatever.
Yeah, but I'm a witness to this. I'm a witness to this.
No, yeah,
you got cooked.
As my witness, I swear to God, you got whooped.
I agree with this completely.
Listen. You got like, listen, it was like, what, 20 and you were like 10? And I let you catch up. I was doing little dunks. I stole the ball 10 times without even looking at the screen.
I didn't warm up.
I didn't warm up either. You were here before
I was getting distracted, but he was tickling me.
Whoa.
He was,
Yo, what are you talking about?
You were like his little dog. Game is game.
You got cooked. All
right. Yo.
All right, I need my get back next week.
Next, we can do it right after this, bro. We should talk about some next week. All right,
he needs to practice at home, bro. Give us some time.
You got some topics to talk about. All right. So, releasing on March 14th, a couple of days from now, or March 7th. You know, 2K, right? Yeah. I was talking about. Give me what's called. What's it? Hints earlier. WWE 2K25. It's coming out in or already came out technically. I swear to God, I usually buy every 2K. Like I have, well, the past 2-3 years, I bought it year after year.
Right. What is it? What is it mainly about?
WWE wrestling. There's like my career mode. It's like 2K. It's like regular 2K, but like with wrestling instead. Just imagine like my player or whatever.
What?
But you could imagine. I promise you, it's not as crazy as you think it is. It's like regular wrestling.
Like explain it. Would you play basketball or would you just wrestle?
No, this is WWE. I'm talking about WWE 2K.
It's talking about WWE. It's in the title.
Okay. What do you think of when you say 2K25?
Yeah,
it's made by the same developers.
Yeah, 2K, it's like multiple games and stuff.
Wait.
Like,
other than WWE and NBA, what else is there?
I'm pretty sure there's MLB too. I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
nobody plays baseball, bro.
There's like 2K. I think they just dropped what's called on PS Plus. It's like 2K Golf, like not golf, tennis. Like, who the hell was 2K Tennis for your PS Plus Extra? Like, I don't know who it
is. Tennis is only fun in real life. It's not fun in games.
But tennis was also fun if you guys had this, like a Wii. Wii U.
Those Wii
sports games, bro.
You always used to have that Wii just sitting in your basement, bro.
Yeah, that's actually real.
I can see that. That's nostalgia right there. But the thing about 2K, right? The reason I didn't buy it, number one, it's expensive. Like, you know
how much is it?
Okay. I think I wrote it down.
I think
70 plus for tax on the regular basic edition.
Yeah, then there's like more. I'm pretty sure there's like a Michael Jordan edition for like the 2024 or something
that's
like that.
NBA. Yeah. They got Undertaker edition for the deluxe edition. That's 100 plus tax.
What the heck is
and
the difference?
They got the Bloodline edition, 130 plus tax. That's
scam.
150 after.
That's
I am
scam.
Not paying that.
That's a scam.
Listen, I could, you know what I'm going to do? Every WWE 2K from now on was called, they have a crazy price drop mid 2 months from now. Watch, 2 months from now, if we record an episode, I will report the new price. And I promise it'll be like, what, $20, $30 max. Because ain't nobody paying for a game early.
You're just waiting until like the price drops.
Exactly. Because the game is new, so it's hella bugs. And no one's going to play it with that much bugs except your creator. Like, I usually speed on the game and finish like a platinum trophy first, like in the first week. But this game is just...
this guy's a try-hard. Yo.
Nah. I'm a...
Oh, bro.
I'm a completion artist, all right?
There's nothing else to do, bro. You have nothing else to do, gang.
They're not going to lower the prices for you.
Yo, touch grass, bro. Touch grass.
Listen.
Don't you got a membership?
That's the one game. Listen, that's the one game.
Don't you have a YFC membership game?
I do.
Bro, how many hours?
I swear to God, I will pull... Should I pull it up right now? All right, I'll fact check. This is the fact check part of the show. Let's see. All right, on PS4, let's see. WWE 2K24 alone, I have. Take some time to load the PS app. All right. And on a PS5, I have it loaded up in a minute. I have it loaded up in a minute. God, it's not here.
Oh, no.
All right, we can check over there if someone opens the freaking... Come on, count on the PS5.
I bet.
I think it's kind of like 100 plus. That's 24. That's 25. 25.
Yeah, right,
I think it's 100 plus hours. I'll be honest with you, like something like that.
How long do you usually play 2K for?
Let me see. Sign.
Yo, how long do you play 2K for?
Usually I play a lot, like what's called like most of the day, like just. I'm a completion artist. I told you, I'm a completion artist, so I spend like most of the day I'm doing it. But you know what? 100 plus hours. I will fact check next time. But for now, next subject of the day.
Wait, how dedicated do you think you are to, like, playing, like, WWE?
Very much. I have every PS3 version of the game.
I feel like if you use, like, all that dedication, like, you have for that game and actually, like, applied it to, like, real-life skills, like a job, you'd be, like, a very successful person.
I hate you. All right, listen, listen, listen. I'm trying to find my stats. There's like a. All right, I found it. Hold on. There's a two. Like, all right, my number, my freaking like username in.
Yeah, you lose your phone.
Wait, give me a second. Give me a second. God, wait. What?
Bro, you can't like do it on mobile. It's only on the PlayStation app where you can actually like check your hours. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, bro.
All right. Listen. We will fact check this next time. I promise you that. All right, we'll fact check this next time. All right, next. All right, Nintendo Switch 2. What's your thoughts? All right. Some notes though I wrote. Some key features. I'm not considering
like
key
it's
features.
Like the new OLED one. Yeah, like the new OLED one.
It goes from 6.2 inches currently to 8 inches.
6.2.
Eight inches LCD screen, and more details will be like announced at April 2nd on their Nintendo Direct event.
So does it come
so
out?
So it's
on
got
April
a bigger screen.
Like,
no, it comes out April 2nd. Like the. Let me search.
I'm pretty sure it's like black.
I'm
pretty sure it's like a black kind of like look. Well, like, I heard it's going to be, like, good. I think they're trying to get rid of, like, stick drift on it and stuff like that. So
I heard of that.
It might be, like, a
other
good
than the other than, like, the it being a little bit bigger, like, what other features does it have?
I mean, there's probably, like, more, like, games
there is
and stuff, too.
I wrote this note. It supports backwards compatibility, which I really do like. That's very smart.
Now, I'd probably get it if it's cheaper than a PS5. Like,
yeah.
Like, I spend, like, too much on mine.
Like,
so.
A PS5 is a little bit better, all right, though.
All right. Speaking of handheld consoles, Xbox code word Kenan, a new Xbox handheld that was potentially getting released this year. What's your thoughts?
Is it like the Nintendo like?
Yeah, a Nintendo for like Xbox.
Who leaked this? Who's leaking this?
Got my sources, bro.
It's like, bro, if this is like, if it's like that one Twitter account, NBA Sintel.
No.
Bro, of course you got your sources, bro.
Listen. Search it up right here. What is this? It is official. All right, it is actually official.
Windows Central? Does it say Windows Central or Centel?
IGN, brother. Oh, okay. IGN. Okay. See, you can't fake that. Okay. See, I knew I wasn't lying. You know.
Oh, you talk about this?
Like, yes, that's a concept art of it,
bro. That actually looks like it came out in like 2009, bro. Like, it actually looks buns.
All right. Like, what's called codename Kenan. So there's no actual name yet. It's like basically a rival to Steam Deck.
This is actually good, but you talk about this.
Yes, bro. Like, it actually looks. Well, which one is it?
No, it's concepts. Concepts.
Ooh, okay.
All right. Last subject. GTA 6. It is apparently dropping this year.
Actually,
dropping fall of this year.
Let's go.
What are your thoughts?
I didn't know when they were gonna drop
after
it.
After how long?
They told us for 2023 they were gonna drop it, but they didn't.
They never dropped it.
It has to be like it has to be legendary. But
finally, now people can stop with the blank. Before
GTA
6,
bro.
Those jokes, bro.
How much means of those, bro? Basically, right. So. It is rumored that it will be releasing the fall of this year. Apparently, what's called Rockstar. They say they're on track to release it this fall. So we should be seeing more info as the summer goes on.
I don't think we gotta get like too excited for that because they might do the same thing like they did all these years.
Like, yeah, troll us? No. They did
they
say
can't.
Like
they if they do that, I swear to God. Listen, they're not. We're not.
They're not worried about.
They ain't worried about
base,
that.
Okay.
They don't give two shits,
bro. But the game's actually gonna be so good. There's gonna be like it's gonna be like based in Florida, all the like
Gators,
dreadhead wine,
oh, yeah.
bro.
And like they gonna have
and stuff.
No, they
gonna
have.
Hold on. Hear me out. GTA 7, Atlanta.
No, Atlanta.
Skinny Jeans Central, bro.
You know what
that's 20 years from now. Okay,
you're right. 30 years, maybe minimum.
I swear, bro.
But you know, what do you guys think about the main character being a female?
I don't give two shits, bro. A story is a story. All right. Yo. If it's a good story, I don't give two shits.
I feel like it's better to be a female instead of a male. Because all those GTAs were all males. Like, so you get bored of it. All
right, listen.
If it's a male, it's more realistic.
That has like a story. It's a male and a female.
Wait, but like, do you think like the her being like a female like will affect the story in any way? Like
maybe like oh her getting punked or some shit. Like, maybe because like it was a gang related shit.
She's gonna get clapped or something.
Yo,
where are we going now?
Like GTA, like the strip clubs and stuff. Maybe she like one of those.
Oh no!
What are you talking about, bro?
I really do doubt that.
GTA would be terrible writing. If that was the case, that would be so bad.
I don't think it could be like done in the story, but like if you actually went there, like and you did it manually, I think it could, because you could do that with the male characters too. Like, so it will only make sense.
You have experience,
like,
don't you?
No, it would only make sense.
Yeah, what are you be doing, bro?
All right. Listen. All right. We will talk about this next episode. I promise you that. Yes, we will. We're letting you go for now. But I will bring this up. I promise you, I won't forget.
Let's see here.
Today's featured soundtrack of the day is the Steel Samurai theme from the soundtrack of Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney. I'll play a clip right here.
That was nice. It's Ace Attorney, right?
You know that guy, right? Yeah. That's first one of the episodes. And I've been getting into it so much, and I realized, damn, this is a good freaking soundtrack of the day.
All right, that's all we got for this episode. Thanks for kicking it with us on Press Start. Make sure to hit the follow button for more gaming breakdowns, random topic, and out-of-pocket rants. Until next time, keep those controller charged, your aim true, and always remember, life's a game, so press start and play on.